The City Council on Thursday approved the modified zoning application for two lots in Windsor Terrace, paving the way for 250 new apartments to be developed. Known as the Arrow Linen Proposal, the council approved a plan that would allow a developer to build two 10-story residential buildings. Out of the total 250 units that will be built, 100 will be affordable, according to a press release. "I'm proud to set a high standard for community-driven, affordability-focused land use policy," said City Council member Shayna Haniff, who negotiated the deal with the developer and owner of Arrow Linen and Uniform Supply Company after many Windsor Terrace residents had raised concern about the limited number of affordable units, the original building height of 13 stories, and other issues. "This rezoning is one of the first to include affordable housing that the City Council has voted on following the City of Yes Zoning for Housing Opportunity and the City for All Housing Package. Over 50% of the affordable units will be 2- and 3-bedroom apartments, benefiting working families. The approved plan comes with a community benefit agreement, which asks the developer to include a subsidized community space for Saki for South Asian survivors, which supports survivors of domestic violence, and a childcare center. The developer must also create a construction task force to ensure accountability and minimize disruption to residents. "We secured a shorter building, maximized affordability, and delivered critical community benefits, including green roofs, flood management improvements, a childcare facility, subsidized rent for Saki for South Asian women, and strong job commitments with 32BJ, Haniff said. Housing, not high rises, a vocal community group with about 2,000 members, noted that the planned CBA may not be adhered to by the developer, Apex Development Group. While CBAs are intended to be binding on the original signatories, in this case if the owners of Arrow Linen sell their property, the purchaser may be under no obligation to comply, and enforcement of CBAs, particularly years after originally signed, has proven to be unreliable," said Jay Goldberg, a member.